And does anyone know anything about Pacifica Radio Archive? Their budget had $75,000 in income from a fund drive in April that I gather did not happen.
Well, I only heard hearsay about discussion that went on in the general manager's meetings.
Yeah, let's not have hearsay.
Okay. Just bringing the shortfall to the manager of the archive's attention. That's mainly what I was going to... I don't know any specifics.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Serena. I'm on the archives committee, but we've not met since this committee last met, so I don't have any specific updates. But they have filed the necessary documentation with the grant, with regard to the grants that they have for the Woman Making History program. They've sent in the quarterly documentation with regard to their own or Pacifica's fundraising, if you will, because it's a match grant. So for now, we're okay on that level, but clearly they are below budget and something needs to happen. And on a good note, although it's not directly related to money, it will generate some attention and hopefully some money. The archives have been doing a program with PBS, which animates various interviews and so forth, and they have released, PBS has released, the program is called Blank on Blank, and PBS has released a 5-minute clip of an animated John Coltrane interview from 1965, I think it is, a year before he died. And you can go to PacificaRadioArchives.org to see it and tweet it around to your friends. Maybe someone will buy the CD of the full one-hour interview that's available, along with an interview from Alice Coltrane.
Great. Thank you. And Raul, are you still with us? Or
yes.
Are you,
yes.
The state of budget preparation in the National Office?
Entered some information. I just need to check with John Prophet. Pretty much I have half of that with it. I'm just checking on some of his plans at this point, but we haven't gone over that yet. But I could present it to him tomorrow. We have I already developed a template for it. I'm halfway through the budget. It should be forthcoming soon.
You mean forthcoming before you leave?
Yeah, like by tomorrow, I'll just go over some of my items, and then send it to the National Finance Committee. And unfortunately, I don't know what's going on, but I was not able to use the National Finance Committee email list to send out information. It gets kicked back to me. Maybe it's because of the size of the attachment. But I will try to see that tomorrow. Send out the proposed budget. Again, it has not been reviewed or discussed with John Prophet yet. Like I said, he started yesterday, and his really schedule was kind of full. But I will sit down with him and go over that tomorrow, and then hopefully we'll have some preliminary budget just to get an indication of where we are and what our financial needs for next year.
All right, Bill, that would be great, Raul.
And
we are at time on this item and on the agenda, so if you have quick questions, you should make a motion to extend.
Bill, I move to extend 10 minutes.
The motion is for 10 minutes. Is there an objection? Hearing no objection, we're extended until...
I'm just going to leave right now. I'm just signing off. But you guys can continue.
Okay. I don't know how much we'll have to discuss when you leave, but thank you again, Raul, for all your hard work.
My question was actually just for him, and it was to clarify a word.
Yeah.
As I understood, you were saying you're giving the budget to John Prophet. You mean just for the national office? This
yes,
is not,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to ask.
Yes. So that the
not worth 10 minutes.
No.
Thank you.
Bill, do you still want an extension?
Well, yeah, maybe somebody else knows some of the answers. I was going to ask you about, do we have any ideas what the central services, if there'll be any changes likely to central services for each station, because we need to work that into our individual station budgets here real soon, too.
That's going to be up to this committee to propose to the national board based on the budget that comes out of the national office.
Yeah.
Sorry, Raul, did you, I jumped in.
That's the initial, idea why we wanted to have the national office budget ahead of everybody else, so that we will have a pretty good idea on what the needs are and what kind of central services the national office would need or require for 2016, and maybe based on that, we will be able to predetermine an estimate for each station.
And we also gave ourselves until May 31st to do that, according to the timeline we set last time.
That's correct.
Although
Bill, you were the one who asked for the extension. Did you have any further questions?
No, I guess not if Raul has to leave. Thank you.
Michael, this is Zach.
Go ahead, Michael.
Just to relate to that, I think the other thing we need to think about, although I realize we didn't get a report really from PRA, but based on this year's experience, if we want to maintain the PRA at the levels that it's been at, it might require a somewhat larger central services payment for them. That's a discussion we have to have, but we should keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anyone else?
This is Raul.
Go ahead, Raul.
Yeah, I think Michael Novick is correct. I think just like what we're doing with the national office, I think we should ask the PRI management to provide us kind of a preliminary, kind of a ballpark figure, so that at least the stations can be prepared, or at least the National Finance Committee can determine whether the archives central services will be at the same level as the previous years or not. Thank you.
Well, I know your time is very limited on your way out of the office, but if it is possible for you and not onerous for you, it would probably be helpful to us if you forwarded a spreadsheet with the historic data that we were using to average out the basis for central services.
Sure, I could do that.
And thank you again for all your hard work. Is there any further discussion on this?
It's Bill. All right. Kind of a suggestion more than anything else, not for a rule necessarily, but when we're all of our stations are working towards our FY16 budgets, if there's a chance that we actually might come over goals in any fund drives or anything like that, I think a general principle should be that we should pay off debt and rebuild our reserves and not find ways of spending every last penny that comes in. So I think that's just sort of a philosophy we should be discussing with our local stations.
Michael, there's an again.
Sounds like a great problem to have. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'll kind of agree on that. I was going to introduce a motion early in the year about reserves, and I was told it's already the standing policy that we're supposed to have reserves. So I think that people should definitely think about that in terms of the template and the rest of it coming up with the budgets. We should actually budget for a reserve. My related question was to KPFT. Because if I recall the motion about, we did pass a motion about sort of an intercompany loan to KPFT for the transmitter, and it had certain I think I was the author of a motion that added certain codicils to that to say that they had to add a repayment plan. And other fundraising strategies, and I'm just wondering where that stands, and in terms of their budget going forward, if they're budgeting for repaying KPFA.
Raul, are you still on?
Yes.
that was more addressed to.
Can't tear away.
Okay. The agreement was that KPFT will continue the campaign until the project is completed and that $100,000 is paid back. Now, what happens is, like I said earlier, there's $100,000 as loan, and then there's about $23,000 of liquid funds available to add to that, $120,000, and then since the project is also might need $180,000, so there's going to be some $40,000 to $60,000 that needed to be raised or found to complete the project. Now, should the capital campaign be successful and raise $60,000, so that will just cover the remainder of the project. In excess of that, whatever amount the capital campaign needed to cover the balance, the excess of that will be to pay KPFA. Secondly, there was a proposal from the KPFT GM about making some minimal payment, a regular monthly payment to KPFA that would probably extend the terms to about 20 months. So, however, what KPFA had elected to do is loan the $100,000 to the national office, and the national office will loan it to the KPFT. In effect, KPFT will be borrowing money from national office, and then in the books it will show it as a loan from the national office, and then the repayment will be done and structured, and at least a proposed payment plan will be done on a monthly basis between, I think, $2,000 mm-hmm. or $3,000 a month. But that's not approved yet. The initial conversation was just that the capital campaign will continue so that the total cost of the project will be raised, and then once the that money is achieved or received, then the first order of business will be to pay for the loan from KPFA or National
Bank. Back in the sec for a second. If I understand you correctly, this is Michael Novick.
Go ahead, Michael. We have 1 minute remaining on the extension.
Okay. If I understand correctly, you're saying that there might be a different repayment schedule from the national office to KPFA than there is from KPFT to the national office? The other point is that in that motion, the idea was that KPFT needed to have a plan for building up their listenership based on the increased signal strength, to take advantage of that, to be able to increase their, to grow the station, increase their income. So that was a question not at you, that was directed at KPFT.
That was kind of like the premise, that's one of the things that we discussed about the feasibility of KPFT able to pay this, because when we get the full coverage of KPFT, we're hopeful that will translate, and that would translate to a wider reach and therefore a wider support, a listener support, and we'll be able to increase its the income in the future. So that's what the basis of this extension of the loan. Maybe KPFT representative can say something about that.
And I was like to talk to Mike offline about their experience with KPFK when they went from half power to full power, how long it took to rebuild their audience and listeners and donors, and any suggestions you have on how to expedite that. We can talk about that separately.
Okay, sure.
Great. Well, have a good chat, guys. We're at time on our extension and well past time on our initial agenda. And we've completed our final item. So thank you, everyone. In 2 weeks, hopefully we will be picking up the question of the National Office budget and the appropriate central services formula. If you have any other items that you would like agendized for that meeting, please send them to the Yahoo group over email. And Raul, the documents that you did attend... Excuse me?
Can you repeat the date of that meeting? Sorry.
Let me look it up and confirm it. Hold on.
Well, it would be the 26th, 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay. All right, thanks.
It is, in fact, the 26th. So it's the day after Memorial Day. If you have any agenda items, send them to me. And Raul, the documents that you had tried to send out to the finance list, Adriana was kind enough to break them up into multiple emails so that they didn't violate the size limit. So everyone should have them now. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks.
We're now adjourned.